Unit 3, Chapter 2, Netiquette, Internet Do's and Don'ts. Imagine you receive an email that looks something like this. Are you going to class today? How does reading this message make you feel? Why did the sender use all capital letters? Was he or she angry? Or did that person just forget to turn off the caps lock on the computer? The fact is, this email sounds like the writer is yelling, because using all capital letters in an email is usually the way that people shout online. Knowing when and when not to use capital letters is just one example of online etiquette, often called netiquette. Virginia Shea's book, Netiquette, lists a basic set of do's and don'ts for communicating appropriately with others in cyberspace. Following are some of her suggestions. First, always remember that you are sending messages to a real person, not just to a computer. Don't type anything that you wouldn't say to someone's face. Also, remember that the person who receives your message cannot hear the tone of your voice or see the expression on your face, so make sure your meaning is clear. Don't do anything online that you wouldn't do in real life. Don't take anything without paying for it, unless it's free. Don't use information that someone else has written and say it's yours. Don't read other people's email. You wouldn't open your next-door neighbor's mailbox and open their mail, right? Do share your knowledge of the Internet with others. It's a big place with lots of information, and there are many new things to discover. Remember that people judge you by your words as well as your actions, so do try to write well. Good writing skills, as well as correct grammar and spelling, do matter. Send polite, well-written email messages to others. If you are uncertain about how to spell a word or which phrase to use, look it up. There are lots of helpful books and websites. It's okay to express your opinions online in forums like chat rooms or message boards, but don't start arguments with people. Flame wars in online discussions can be interesting to read, but are often unfair to other members of the group. Express your opinions, but remember that fighting on or offline is just not appropriate. When you're online, just as in real life, try to respect other people's space, privacy, and feelings. Remember, you're not the only one traveling on this highway. Unit 3, Chapter 2, Netiquette, Internet Do's and Don'ts. Imagine you receive an email that looks something like this. Are you going to class today? How does reading this message make you feel? Why did the sender use all capital letters? Was he or she angry? Or did that person just forget to turn off the caps lock on the computer? The fact is, this email sounds like the writer is yelling, because using all capital letters in an email is usually the way that people shout online. Knowing when and when not to use capital letters is just one example of online etiquette, often called netiquette. Virginia Shea's book, Netiquette, lists a basic set of do's and don'ts for communicating appropriately with others in cyberspace. Following are some of her suggestions. First, always remember that you are sending messages to a real person, not just to a computer. Don't type anything that you wouldn't say to someone's face. Also, remember that the person who receives your message cannot hear the tone of your voice or see the expression on your face, so make sure your meaning is clear. Don't do anything online that you wouldn't do in real life. Don't take anything without paying for it, unless it's free. Don't use information that someone else has written and say it's yours. Don't read other people's email. You wouldn't open your next-door neighbor's mailbox and open their mail, right? Do share your knowledge of the Internet with others. It's a big place with lots of information, and there are many new things to discover. Remember that people judge you by your words as well as your actions, so do try to write well. Good writing skills, as well as correct grammar and spelling, do matter. Send polite, well-written email messages to others. If you are uncertain about how to spell a word or which phrase to use, look it up. There are lots of helpful books and websites. It's okay to express your opinions online in forums like chat rooms or message boards, but don't start arguments with people. Flame wars in online discussions can be interesting to read, but are often unfair to other members of the group. Express your opinions, but remember that fighting on or offline is just not appropriate. When you're online, just as in real life, try to respect other people's space, privacy, and feelings. Remember, you're not the only one traveling on this highway.